Without further ado, as they say, Amy, are you with us?
I am. Thanks, Dave. Well,
okay,
how's
cool.
everybody?
I heard your fingers tapping on your computer, so I want your full attention. And welcome to the this evening's program. I've counted so far 27 beeps, and I'm sure there's several that have come in double. So if there's anybody out there, it might all come in at once, but if there's anybody out there who'd like to say hello, we'd sure love to know that you're out there. So now's a good time to do that.
Hi, Dave. This is Marie in L.A., and I have Lisa also on a phone.
Marie and Lisa, well, I'm going to appeal to you as I did to the New Yorkers. We're in a boots-on-the-ground grassroots effort to build our next live event, which is going to be in Hollywood on the 18th. Thank you for arranging the beautiful center where it will be for helping us to do that. And it's going to be a really phenomenal opportunity to meet and greet here right in our own backyard. So if anybody listening knows people in and around Southern California, give them a call, email them, let them know we're having a free event, absolutely free, because we got basically the space for free, so we didn't have any cost to cover. Absolutely free event for up to 400 people right here in Hollywood, California, and we feel that it's going to be well attended, and we feel that we'd love for you to help us to build that attendance. So Marie and Lisa, welcome to tonight's call. Anyone else out there like to say hello?
Hi, Dave. Madonna from Connecticut.
Hello, Madonna. Connecticut is changing. We're glad to hear from you.
Hi, Dave. Kayla from Wisconsin.
Hello, Taylor. Thank you for joining us.
Brita from New York City.
Who is it from New York City?
Brita.
Hello, Rita. Thank you for being with us.
Hello, Brantley, Martinsville, New Jersey.
Hello, okay. Hello.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Lottie from Connecticut.
Great to have you. Now Connecticut's starting to build some momentum here. I like that. Well, Amy, I know that it's getting just about that time, and you are you like to get the call started promptly so we could get all of the information in. So would you like to mute the line now, and perhaps we'll get to hear some more people after during the question and answer session.
Sure. Well, let me take a moment to remind everyone how the call is available to you after tonight's call. If you'd like to share the call with friends or family or loved ones, we try to make it as easy as possible for you to do that. The first way that we make it available is on the replay line, and the call will be available starting in the morning by phoning 212-461-8911. Again, that's 212-461-8911. And the call will run there 24 hours, 7 days a week for the next week. Also, we will post the call on the website starting in the morning, also in back offices, as well as if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link to the call, and you can click on it right on your computer, or you could forward that email to a friend or family member or coworker or loved one that might benefit from this information that we're sharing tonight. So we do like to make it as easy as possible to spread that information or archive or re-listen to this call. So we usually get the call started about 6:05. By my clock, we have a couple more minutes. So if anybody wants to quickly say hello and where they're calling from, we could do that before we go into moderator mode. Hi,
Joan from Garfield, New Jersey.
Hi, thanks for being with us tonight.
Toronto.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, this is Cheryl from Saskatoon.
Hi, Cheryl, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi, this is Lisa from L.A.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, thanks for being on with us.
Hi, this is Elfrida from Canada.
Hi, we have two Canadians on with us tonight, I think.
Oh, no, we've got about four.
Oh, more. Okay, I missed some of the early ones. Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody, for being with us. Okay, well, I going to put the call into moderator mode and officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night Platinum Health Products Product Education Conference call. We get together same time, same place every Wednesday night to talk about health issues and challenges and how through common sense nutrition and diet and whole food nutrition that we can help overcome some of these problems and issues. And my name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we are lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. He has a vast range of knowledge all about healing, health and healing and nutritional supplements. His first book, The Green Foods Bible, was just released this past December. I encourage everyone, if you have not picked up a copy of that yet, to go on our website. You can order it online. Dave is still autographing these first edition copies through the month of January, so please order online, and you can put a little note if you'd like it autographed to someone special. But get it. It really has a lot of good information. There's a whole section in there. It talks about weight loss. It talks about one of the stories that we're going to talk about tonight. So if you want to hear a little bit more in-depth information about some of the stuff we're going to touch on tonight, please pick up a copy of the book called The Green Foods Bible by David Sandoval. David, are you with us tonight?
I am, and really glad to be here. I'd like to let everybody know that, you know, this is a great time of year to examine your diet and to see if it, you know, maybe now is the time to drop a couple of pounds. We've had a wide request for this information. A lot of people have been saying they wanted us to do a call. It seems I've kind of just about 56 now, make it 57 people that I've counted who have beeped in. I'm sure there were some doubles. So we've got a lot of people listening, and there'll be more listening on the replay line. So have you let everybody know how they could access the replay line?
I did, but I'll say it again quickly for the new people that have joined. We make this call available starting tomorrow on a replay line. You can access that by calling 212-461-8911. It's on 24 hours, 7 days a week for the next week. Also, the call will be on the website starting tomorrow, and if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link to the call where you can click on that and play that right there on your computer. So we definitely encourage everyone to re-listen or to pass it along to friends and family or anyone that might benefit from the call. The subject matter of tonight's call is weight loss. And wow, Happy New Year again to everyone. And so many people make resolutions, and one of the most common resolutions out there in North America is weight loss. But the funny thing is, by the time January is gone, most of those New Year's resolutions have been thrown in the trash. You know, people are back to sitting on their couch and watching TV all night, all day and all night. Going to the gym. Like, I don't know if you guys go to the gym. I go to the gym. My gym is packed. I cannot even find a place to park. I was at the health food store the other day. The health food store is packed. These people, these resolutioners, coming out, and they're like, I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to lose weight. And what oftentimes happens is by mid-February, nobody's doing it. Everybody's back to their old ways. And so what we want to do is try to give you some simple tips and techniques and tools and nutritional supplements that make it easy to not just make a New Year's resolution and stay with it for a month or two, but really to make a lifetime commitment of change. And that's what we're here to talk about, is we're here not to make drastic measures, not to do drastic things, but just to teach you and to encourage, you know, small changes that can small or large changes that can really be impactful in your life, that can really help lose some weight, that can really help you become a healthier person, which in turn leads to a happier, more productive life. So what we're talking about tonight, the problem that we're talking about tonight, is that people are overweight. It's just a fact. Unfortunately, North Americans are the fattest people in the world. We are the most overweight continent or country in the world, the United States. And unfortunately, I think Canada ranks right up there along with us, because we just have access to so much. Everything is so plentiful here in North America. And there are so many dangers of being overweight, some that we try to ignore. And for so many years, we turned the other way. We didn't. We just thought of it as, oh, you're a little bit overweight. Oh, that's the jolly fellow next door. Oh, that's the you know, whatever. And we didn't really think about what's going on inside, that we're creating high cholesterol, we're creating diabetes, we're creating heart disease. Cancer has now been linked to becoming overweight. And so so everyone is trying to get on the bandwagon of trying to lose weight and healthier. But as we try to lose weight, we usually go out and look for some fad kind of crazy diet. There's many diets and out there in the marketplace, and most of them absolutely don't work. We've all seen, a bunch of us have probably tried the low-carb diet. We've tried appetite suppression. We've tried the Fat Walker diet, and there's just basically we all come back to the same thing. We lose a little weight, then we stop doing weight, all comes right back. So Dave's going to tell us, he's identified some reasons why these common diets absolutely do not work. So, Dave, let's talk about some of the common reasons why when we go on a diet that it just doesn't seem to work and we just get so frustrated that we just forget it and we go back to that complacency and nothing ever seems to happen.
Well, I know that basically people need to realize that it's about lifestyle change. Now, I hope that, you know, Amy, I know that you and you really support your roommate, and she has had a phenomenal amount of success in changing her lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Now, after she changed her lifestyle, she began to lose weight, and she hasn't stopped losing weight. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely true, and it's been awesome to be there witnessing that.
Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line is that because people try to lose weight the wrong way, for example, let's take them one at a time. Let's take the appetite-suppressing diet, okay? The appetite suppressants that you take are basically a, let's say, Hootia. Hootia is an appetite suppressant. Many people are finding it in the news, and it says this is a product that really works. It's been clinically tested to work. Anytime you suppress your appetite, you take in less food. If you take in less food, then you're going to have fewer calories, but you're also going to have fewer nutrients. So if you suppress your appetite, there's a strong responsibility to dramatically increase the nutrient density of the foods you're eating. Otherwise, by simply having fewer foods, you will literally starve your body of vital nutrients. So appetite suppressants clearly are flawed, and you can't take them forever. At some point, your body will spring back.
Definitely.
Amy, you also mentioned fat blockers. Here's the problem with fat blockers. They were dramatically effective at helping people lose weight. Doctors said this is the answer. But they forgot something, Amy, that there are certain things that are fat that are good for you.
Absolutely.
Vitamin E is a fat, for example.
So,
you know, vitamin C comes in a palmitic form, which is a fat-soluble nutrient. You have vitamin A, palmitate, which is a fat-soluble nutrient. In fact, there are so many fat-soluble nutrients that as soon as you started putting fat blockers into people's diets, they began to suffer from, again, nutrient deficiencies and antioxidant deficiencies. So fat blockers clearly didn't work. While I'm discussing this, it might be a good idea if you go and maybe silence the dog, please. So she's got a little puppy, I think, who's making a little too much background noise. So the bottom line is that these low-carbohydrate diets were proven to be very dangerous because they focused on a lot of protein. And when you consume a lot of protein, then you overburden the body with toxic acids. And so you're artificially aging and breaking down the body in an attempt to block something, which is to eliminate something from the diet that the body vitally needs. And so the high protein, you know, diets with the no restrictions on fat, but a lot of restrictions on carbohydrates, they were dramatically effective. And the reason they were dramatically effective is because they put your body into a state of ketosis. And ketosis is where your body goes just before it dies. So they trick your body into believing that it's dying.
Well, that doesn't sound so good.
No. And when your body's dying, it also metabolically changes many other things. And so the low-carb diet clearly was wrong. So anyway, those are the reasons, those are the diets, and those are sort of the disclaimers for them. But really, Amy, no diet as we know it works. And there's, I think, what did we identify? We counted them before this event. There are seven different reasons we identified why diets don't work. And I'd like to sort of go down the list. Should we start?
Well, I think was the first one dehydration?
Absolutely. Let's take every diet pill on TV, okay, and put them into a category called dehydrators.
Right.
Okay, they're diuretics.
Absolutely.
And
we
the
know,
way you lose your weight is how, Amy?
I'm sorry?
How do you lose your weight with these products?
You pee a lot, I think.
Well, you dehydrate yourself.
You dehydrate, yeah.
Now, how much does everybody remember how much water weighs per gallon?
It weighs 8 pounds per gallon.
8 pounds per gallon. So if they could get you to lose 2 gallons of water in 4 days, you've lost 16 pounds
exactly.
in 4 days. Oh, my goodness. And if you could just keep that up for 4 more days, but you can't.
You can't because
unless
your body.
You're really big.
Yes.
So
dehydration, and it can cause all types of other problems that we won't even get into tonight. But
kidney failure.
Exactly.
And not to mention, again, and here's the kicker, Amy, when your body's dehydrated, it doesn't burn fat.
Exactly. You need the water for your metabolic processes. And
to flush the fat and to sweat.
Exactly.
So being dehydrated, which almost every single diet pill on TV does, that is clearly the wrong way.
Definitely. Now, the next thing that we mentioned was stimulation or maybe overstimulation.
Yeah, remember when ephedra was all the rage? Remember that the ephedrine products were all the rage? Well, basically, and this is not a lie, it's just this side of cocaine, Amy.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I remember people were dying because
yeah.
they were so overstimulated.
I have a chemist friend who said that it literally was... that they make crack out of this stuff. It's basically methamphetamine.
Wow.
So this clearly is not the answer to just overstimulate the body to accelerate the metabolic rate, force it to burn fat, because you could never maintain that metabolic rate and you age 5 times faster during the time taking those stimulants. And obviously you don't sleep well. You're probably not the nicest person around when you're doing that. So dehydration and stimulation, clearly we know that this is what we do, that we live in the real world. This is what the diet pills do, dehydrate and stimulate, and that just can't work.
Right. Then the next thing we mentioned was the cellular starvation, which you touched on a moment ago. But
yeah, cellular starvation is something really unique, right? When you reduce the amount of food that you take in, then your cells, which absolutely need a certain amount of carbohydrate, a certain amount of glucose, a certain amount of protein, a certain amount of vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin E and minerals, when you reduce the amount of food you take in, you also reduce the amount of nutrients you take in. And because a lot of these diet foods are very nutrient-light anyway, in the end, your cells, which are struggling to maintain your metabolic system, send little messengers called neurotransmitters up to the brain. And the neurotransmitters have an order, and that order is for food, period. And the cells are going up, and they're demanding to be fed. And so you get this irresistible urge, because then the brain sends out another neurotransmitter down to your hunger, you know, to the hunger area, and of your brain, and all of a sudden you're getting the thought, you're getting the impulse, the irresistible urge to eat. And so obviously when you starve the body even just a little bit, cutting back your calories even 10%, 20%, is also going to cut back the nutrients your cells get by 10 to 20%, they're going to know it, and they're going to send a message, hey, you didn't feed me enough, which results in an irresistible urge, which results in you cheating, which results in you feeling what?
Guilty. Exactly. And bad. Guilty.
Aren't you supposed to be losing weight because you love yourself?
Exactly. And then you end up hating yourself because you cheated and that
exactly.
you failed at what you're at the goal that you set out to do. But you're almost setting yourself up for failure with this starvation, with this cellular starvation concept.
You're absolutely right.
So then the next problem, which kind of goes along with the cellular starvation and the body's response to needing food, is the gastric response.
Yeah, you know that, let's say that we eat, we're creatures of habit, right, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
a lot of people eat at the same time in the morning, and then they eat in the afternoon, and then they eat in the evening. They have their snack about an hour before bedtime, right? And guess what? Your body's a very intelligent machine. It begins to anticipate the volume and the frequency of your meals, and it will prepare the proper soup of gastric juices to digest what you typically consume.
Right.
Now, let's say that you start eating different food and start eating less of it.
Well, you probably have an overabundance of gastric juices for a little while till the body can readjust.
And that always tastes good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So the bottom line is that, you know, you get this gastric sort of discomfort, this, you know, sort of empty stomach feeling that comes from that you're having too much gastric juices and no food for them to do anything with.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so basically you kind of have indigestion, but you're not eating hardly anything. It's a really weird.
And what do we do? What do we all do when we feel that way?
We eat more, probably.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we have to eat because our body's saying, ooh, feed me. My stomach's empty.
Right. Exactly. And so mentally, yes, you go eat because you want to make that feel better.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely gastric response. A lot of people eat simply to settle their stomach. And,
right.
you know, it's true.
Oh, for sure. Now, another problem that we can get into with typical diets is low glucose levels.
Well, you know that if you're eating less food, your body is going to manufacture less glucose from that. And if you're cutting back on your sugars, which we're supposed to be doing, and your body's used to getting more sugar, it's going to tell you so, too. You're going to get a sugar craving, guaranteed.
Exactly. And as most of
how many people of us resist those?
Right, exactly. I was going to say most of the ladies, but probably most everybody, you know, knows what it's like to just need chocolate or need sugar.
You are hilarious. I honestly don't know that feeling, but
we'll stick to the ladies then. then there's the starvation reflex of the body that actually leads us to store fat. When, like, we hear all the time in the news, eat to lose weight, and you think, what is that all about? But it really is true. When you're not eating, the body thinks that you're maybe out in the middle of the desert, and then whatever, you know, and don't have access to food, and then whatever food you
How do we get out in the middle of the desert?
I don't know. Because we're dehydrated and we're not eating. We are lost on a desert island.
Well, I know what you're getting at, though, because I think what Amy's getting at is the fat gene. There's this myth that there's a fat gene, that if your mom was fat, that you're fat. Let me tell you what makes you fat. Well, first of all, eating too much food makes you fat, and some people simply do that. But in addition to that, there is no fat gene. What happens is, historically, every one of us is alive because our parents lived long enough to have kids, and we can follow that one common denominator all the way back to the beginning of time, you see. We're only alive because our parents lived long enough to have kids. Think about it. Pretty simple concept. Well, during all of those previous generations, guess what? They went through some stuff. They went through what are called famines. They went through wars. They went through droughts. They went through all of that. And when they did, guess who survived?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Only the fat survive. Let's say that there's a war and you get hit with a sword and you're a skinny little thing, right? Well, that sword's going to hit a vital organ. Now, if you got carrying an extra 100 pounds, that sword's going to hit fat, that, and that's not really, you're going to live. And I'm serious about this. let's say that you're in that desert and you've got no food and you got no water, the skinny ones die first, guaranteed, because they've got no resources to fall back on.
Right.
Being overweight has been the answer to survival since the beginning of time. In times of plenty, abundance, consume. Okay, but this is no longer true. We're not going to have famines. We're not going to have droughts that are going to deny us food for weeks and months at a time. And so when we don't eat for a while because we're dieting, we spring back just the way our ancestors did. But we have all this time of abundance. We keep eating and eating, and we never have
have the starvation time.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
and
yeah,
so,
we never have the death.
So the bottom line is that we are predisposed to store fat in times of famine. So if you diet, you're telling your body to store fat. So another reason why diets do not work. And there's probably just one more left on our list, and it's my favorite.
And that is ghrelin, which is actually a hormone, right?
Yeah, it's a hormone precursor, and I learned about ghrelin watching 60 Minutes, and that's why I like it, because it was cool to see Dan Rather and the fellows sort of explaining something that I have been trying to explain for a long time to people. Here's what happens, and this is really cool. Let's say that you've got a balloon, and it's just the size of it is when you get it. Let's say it's you could fit, let's say, a cup of water in it when it's not blown up. But then you blow it up and you could fit a gallon of water in it, right? Well, when you let the water out of the balloon, the entire surface area of the inside of your stomach, when it empties, will produce a small amount of ghrelin. And so if you have a very large surface area, if you blow the balloon up large, if you would, and the surface area on the inside is now dramatically larger, every bit of surface area releases ghrelin. So if you eat very large meals, then you're
stretched and stretched and stretched.
You get really hungry. Really hungry when, you know, things start to go down. Like when your stomach starts to go down and your food settles and it leaves your empty stomach, you get ravenously hungry. Now, if you eat a series of small meals, then your stomach never gets as large. And so we definitely are a, you know, proponent of not eating really large meals. And that is basically because you want to resist your body producing this reflex, which is the ghrelin reflex. So when people eat very large meals, they tend to become very large people.
Right, so that's going to the concept of instead of the three, like, large meals a day, maybe have 5 to 6 much smaller meals a day.
Every 2 hours, I recommend that you have a meal. That's right, every 2 hours of every day.
Wow. And what hours to what hours are you talking about?
Well, like, I start out with a green drink, or some fresh fruit, depending upon the morning. Sometimes I start with the green drink and then have the fruit a couple hours later. Sometimes I start with fruit and have the green drink a couple hours later. I never know why I decide which way to go. Maybe it's convenience.
Right.
A couple hours after that, I like to have something a little more substantial. And I know this sounds crazy, but for me that might mean some master amino acids or some toast with some avocado on it. Maybe a combination of both. Remember that once you go away from fruit, once you go to solid food, you can't come back to fruit. So if you want some, you know, some mango, some watermelon, an apple and some other fruit, if you want to go fruit, green drink, fruit, you absolutely can in the early day. But then I usually go to like some avocado toast with some garlic, you know, on it, something like that's really good, a combination of whole grain bread that's cooked with some raw avocado. It's a good way to go. And so, and then you know that sometimes it's just almonds and raisins, because you and I both have those on our desk, or maybe it's almonds and prunes, although that sounds a little strange. So but they are really good. Dried plums are phenomenal. So, you know, so it goes that way. And then later in the day I might have something like, a meal, like a midday meal that includes, fish or chicken, rice, vegetables, something like that, maybe soup. And that's sort of the way it rolls on in the day. Of course, that many times I'll then have another green drink, and the two-hour mark after that, a green drink with some activated barley, and that covers me. So every 2 hours I like to put something in my body. It might be Master Aminos. It might be a green drink. It might be, the daily fiber blend. It might be, a meal. It might be, it might be a veggie burger. The bottom line is that every 2 hours I try to have a small meal about the size of my fist, every couple of hours, and that keeps you satisfied and it keeps your body, nutrified. Now,
and it actually keeps your metabolism revving because it takes it. Your body uses energy or burns calories to digest. So it kind of keeps the metabolism revving all during the
warm.
Day.
Keeps you warm in the wintertime, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing, Amy, is that this type of scavenging, if you would, is like the hunter-gatherer did as they moved around. As they moved, they ate. They ate it. They went by a fruit tree, they ate it. They went by, found something. And so the bottom line is you didn't gather food as you walked around and then stop and go, it's lunchtime, let's
right,
eat everything we
exactly.
gathered.
Exactly.
It wasn't like that at all.
Exactly. So, I agree 100%. And then by these small meals, again, your stomach doesn't get hugely stretched, and then you don't produce the additional ghrelin, which makes you hungrier faster. And then because that happens to me a lot, like say if I'm out with friends or something and maybe we go have a big breakfast, and I usually don't have a big breakfast. I have fruit and green drink and, things like that. But then I'm starving for lunch, whereas when I have my berries or my, my green drink, I'm not starving. So I'm sure everyone has had this similar thing, play out for them. So let's.
Definitely. Well, what I wanted to say is that the key to losing weight, and that's what we need to get to. We've described the problem. We've even described it in detail. But the key to losing weight is not only having food every 2 hours, Amy. It's having nutrient-dense, low-calorie food.
Exactly.
And so when you have nutrient, I call it driving the car. There's a calorie antioxidant ratio. And the calorie antioxidant ratio basically means the good stuff versus the bad stuff. And if you have, beneficial compounds, let's call that the antioxidants, if you have beneficial compounds that are low nutrient quality or low nutrient density, then that's a high quality food. And if you look at everything by its CAR ratio, calorie antioxidant ratio, then you could imagine that if on the back side is high, let's call that the calories, and the front side is low, let's call that the nutrients, then that CAR is clearly pointing in a direction that's wrong.
Right.
Now take and lift the antioxidants and the nutrients up, and then keep the calories low, and like a race car, that car is now pointing in the right direction. And so I like people to think, and just ask, which direction are you driving the car?
Right.
And if you got the right calorie antioxidant ratio, then you're clearly taking the car in the right direction.
And what's awesome is that Platinum Health Products provides whole food supplements that definitely have a very high or a very good ratio. We're definitely pointing in the right direction. They're low-calorie foods with a very high amount of, nutrition and antioxidants. So let's go down and talk about the weight control pack, and then at the end we'll tell a few stories about some people that have had tremendous success with using the Platinum Health products. But, we all know that losing weight isn't easy. It's not easy at all. You have to be very dedicated to it, both mentally and physically. And sometimes you need some help with that. And so we've put together a pack which helps provide blood glucose stability, a product pack, a group of products that we recommend that you take that helps provide blood glucose stability. It for those times when you just have to have the chocolate, when that irresistible urge comes and you can't control it, we have a product called Control that we're going to talk about here in just a moment. And also the activated barley, which is gives your body a really nice steady stream of energy. So we're satisfying the body's cravings, very high nutrition and antioxidant ratings, but relatively low calories. So do you want to talk a little bit? You want to go down each product and give a little benefit of each one, Dave, and how it relates to weight loss?
Definitely. Where would you like to start?
Well, the organic Kamut blend, which, again, we recommend that green drink should be the basis of anyone's diet or nutritional supplement plan. Whether you need to lose weight or you're at your exact perfect optimal weight, you should have green drink on a daily basis or multiple green drinks on a daily basis. But if you're trying to lose weight, green drinks become, in my opinion, even more critical. So the first product in the weight control package is the organic Kamut blend.
Well, let's take down and let's look at how it addresses the reason why diets don't work.
Okay, that'd be great.
The first thing green food does is it helps rehydrate the body. It rehydrates the body at the cellular level and helps the ionic exchange of compounds, and that includes nutrients as well as fats. So if you want to flush fat, you need to have water moving, circulation, rehydration. Green foods accomplish that. The second thing, let's talk about ghrelin. Green foods smother the surface of the stomach, which means they smother out ghrelin. And so the only thing that stops your body from producing ghrelin is to eat. And when you eat, then that means that your body takes food compounds, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. The body senses those and stops producing the ghrelin response. Well, green foods coat and soothe the lining of the stomach, like that old Pepto-Bismol commercial.
Oh, right, with the pink flowing down over the stomach.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what green foods do. And when they do, they smother out all those gastric juices and all that ghrelin. Now, the cellular starvation, Amy, you're like, let me take that one. That one's easy, right?
That one's easy.
This is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. And the bottom line is, it is definitely in the car, going in the right direction. You have high antioxidants, low calories, and this feeds the cells and does not provide any calories. Now, if you're feeding the cells and not providing any calories, the body says, well, heck, I'm being fed. I'm going to do my metabolic processes, but I'm going to need some energy to do that. Let's see. This food didn't provide me with any of that, so I better get it from, I've got plenty of it over here.
They have a stored fat over here. I could just burn a little bit of that up for my energy needs.
Now, gastric response, hello, this is one of the highest alkalizing foods available. Gastric juices are acidic. If you want to neutralize them,
it takes something. Take a green food.
Take a green juice. Do you want to take the next one, low glucose?
The green foods are amazing at balancing the blood glucose level. We recommend this to both hypoglycemics and diabetics in battle plans and protocols for them. So it is amazing at leveling out or helping the body at a steady pace break down the foods that we eat for glucose and putting glucose into the bloodstream.
And, of course, our good friend over at the Diabetes Resource Center, Sandy Corlett, she has been a huge proponent of green foods, and her and I are co-authoring a book, or my next book, which is about diabetes and blood glucose control. And, again, she agrees and highly recommends the green food products made by our company. So these are phenomenal foods for diabetics. And so the low glucose, well, green foods help regulate the uptake of sugar as glucose into the blood, which means it helps hold it, store it, and send it in as the body needs it. And so this low glucose response is completely, not solved or reversed, but it is completely addressed by green foods. You're not going to be starving yourself completely. Green foods are just one of the tools that we use, but they are definitely going to stabilize the blood glucose levels, and it's that dip in blood glucose, what's called basically a carbohydrate craving that comes from low glucose. We could call them a sugar craving as well, and that will not happen when you're having green foods.
Awesome. Now, how many times a day would you recommend someone who's trying to lose weight take their green drink? Like three?
Well, if you're serious, it'll be four. If you're committed, it will be three. And if you're you know, going to give it a shot, then you're taking two. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to give this a shot. You know, I'll take it in the morning, in the afternoon. Or if you go, no, I'm committed. That means you're going to take it all three times. But if you're serious about wanting to lose weight fast, four times a day is like magic.
Great. Awesome. Well, let's move on because green foods are just amazing. You take a green food because you want to lose weight. Well, I guarantee you, you'll have more energy. Your digestion will be better than it's ever been before. Your skin tone will be better than it's ever been before. Mental clarity. There's just so many amazing things that will happen in your body because you incorporated a green food, and that's why we tell everybody it should be the basis. It should be the cornerstone of any nutritional supplementation. And if you say, oh, gosh, I don't have the money to invest in any of these other products, or this is the, if there's only one thing that I could take, what would it be? I would definitely recommend that be a green drink.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Amy, and I couldn't have said it better.
Cool. Well, now the second thing that we want to talk about that is another amazing product, and it is in the weight control package, is the activated barley. And it, again, addresses multiple things in our kind of seven reasons why diets don't work. So do you want to elaborate on that a little bit, Dave?
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody that if you want to learn more about how green foods help in dieting, the oxygenating, the alkalizing, a little self-promotion, but in my book, The Green Food Bible, it is documented pretty well, so I think that is something you might want to maybe pick up more knowledge about how green foods help. But on to activated barley. Activated barley is amazing because I guess the history of it is amazing, but let's get into the modern use. It's a food that was ripped from the pages of history, literally, from 2,000 years ago. This is a food that the United Nations discovered and realized it had tremendous implications in a modern world. Activated barley is a way of taking organic barley seeds and, in a patented process, stimulating them to the point that they germinate but not allowing them to sprout. So there's this magical little moment after germination but before sprouting where this energy in the food is multiplied by a factor of up to four, and which makes it one of the most highly efficient foods to feed the human body that you've ever seen. It was used in ancient times to give to babies whose mothers died at birth because it was so close in nutrient qualities to mother's milk. It was given to the elderly who could not chew food because of lack of teeth and digestive ability, and it kept them alive much longer than they ever were expected to live. Ultimately, it's known that the Roman army marched using barley as its primary food, and the very word gladiator means men who eat barley, because before they fought in the circus, the only thing they ate was a couple of cups of barley gruel. Now, the activating process multiplies the energy by a factor of four, and the United Nations felt that if they could find a food that one, two, or three tablespoons a day would completely keep a person from starving and keep them basically healthy, it is quite an amazing food. It could be stored. It's dry. It could be mixed with any liquid substance or taken dry. It could be made into bread. It could be made into gruel. It could be made into a drink. It is so polyfunctional, meaning it can be used in so many different ways in order to accomplish a single goal, that's keeping people alive when they're starving. And I thought to myself when I met this gentleman in Sweden who told me all about this, I came back and I told Amy, I said, I think I may have just found an amazing ingredient for diet products. And the reason why is because if this food could enter your body and give you extremely slow-burning carbohydrate at the same time as it boosts the immune system and stabilizes blood glucose, lowering cholesterol, this is a food with, you know, a lot of good reasons for people who are overweight to use.
Absolutely, yeah. It's amazing, and it is really great mixed in with a smoothie. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with your green drink. As Dave mentioned earlier, like after, like one of his mid-morning, every two-hour meals might be a green drink with two scoops or two tablespoons of activated barley. And it just is a really nice, easy way to really easy product to incorporate into your diet. And it tastes good. It's very bland tasting.
It's a living food loaded with enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, antioxidant enzymes, powerful enzymes that defend your body and at the cellular level. So it definitely addresses low glucose, the starvation reflex, obviously, or they wouldn't use it to stop starvation. Which, and the reason why is because the gummy beta-glucans do the same thing as the green foods do. They suppress gastric response, cellular starvation. And so it clearly cuts across the board every single reasons why other diets don't work. This addresses that.
And another awesome benefit of it is it's the beta-glucan is awesome at reducing your cholesterol or helping your body maintain a – what is the official
– it helps you maintain healthy cholesterol.
Healthy cholesterol levels. Yes. So that will be as you lose weight, if you have your cholesterol tested prior to your weight loss program. And if you do this a couple or 3 months religiously, we can almost guarantee – well, maybe not guarantee, but that you will definitely see a reduction in your cholesterol numbers.
I don't know what a guarantee means, but I give my word that if you take 3 servings a day of the green food mixed with the activated barley, that if your triglycerides and your cholesterol are not reduced, of course it doesn't mean you don't have to exercise or stop eating cheeseburgers.
Right,
but,
that's what I meant by the guarantee.
Yeah, combined with, you know, some other lifestyle changes, you are going to never need a drug to lower your cholesterol, unless you're like just one of these people who have a genetic predisposition that cannot be changed by diet, and about 1% of people that applies to. So if you're 1 in 100, and of course we know all of our people are 1 in 1,000,000, but still, then otherwise we should be able to help you.
Exactly. Well, the next product in the package is our product called Control. And Control is a really awesome product that was put together to help you out in those times when you get invited to that birthday party and you just feel obligated to have that piece of cake, or, you know, there's just all these little finger foods sitting around, or when you're feeling a little weak, when the mental power has, or the mental dedication maybe is gone, the Control can help get that back for you. So do you want to briefly explain a little bit how the Control works?
Well, the Control basically utilizes several different natural herbs, and one of them is called opuntia. Opuntia is an extremely fibrous cactus that comes from South America. And the Indians and the indigenous tribes of that region found that when you ate even just a small amount of opuntia, it expanded dramatically within your stomach. So if you dried it out in the sun and then consumed it like a dry powder, when it hit your stomach, if you drank water, it would swell up. It would give you a full feeling. And that fiber, they didn't know why, but that fiber would help control glucose within the body. We now know that fibers are very good at helping control glucose within the body. And so this was a diabetes and weight loss herb that was used by the South American Indians and Central American Indians, of Mexico and South America to help fight obesity and diabetes. And so this is an ingredient that we've chosen to use. There have been clinical studies done now that show, in fact, that opuntia is it's also known as nopal, for those of you who are wondering, and it's an effective ingredient. We also were very impressed with the studies coming out of Japan that showed that green tea polyphenols were an excellent way to interrupt signals to the brain when we're hungry. Now, you got to remember, Control is a product that you don't eat on your good days. Control is a product that you use on the days you know you're going to a party or your willpower is low. You know that you're going to have that pizza. Well, if you think about it, it's much better to put this, you know, to use Control on those days when you know you're going to the birthday party, you know when you're going out to lunch with the girls, you know that you're making, you know, whatever pizza or getting pizza for dinner. So Control is a product that will help reduce your appetite with the green tea and control, you know, the glucose and make you feel fuller with the opuntia. It also has white kidney bean extract, and white kidney bean extract will help to absorb and minimize the impact of carbohydrates that you consume. Again, empty carbohydrates like those from rice and white bread and cake and things like that, these are bound by white kidney bean, and it stops them from converting to sugar, which stops, of course, your body, because your body actually uses sugar to create fat. I don't know how many people realize that, but sugar actually is ultimately stored. Those calories are stored as fat. And that's one of those lovely miracles of nature, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great if the sugar just made you run real fast for a while? But
exactly.
No. So the white kidney bean extract is really cool. The green tea is very nice. The opuntia. And then we reached into Ayurvedic medicine. And from that, we actually garnered the knowledge of what is called Garcinia.
Garcinia Cambogia?
Thank you. I was totally not going to get that. Garcinia Cambogia is a Ayurvedic herb that, much like opuntia, was used to help control appetite, help control the blood glucose. And by controlling blood glucose, then this didn't suppress the appetite. It just stopped people from getting carbohydrate cravings, which would lead them to binge on foods that were sugary. And so the Garcinia Cambogia, the opuntia, you come from totally different parts of the world, have similar effect than in Asia, the green tea, and, of course, the white kidney bean, which was used, I believe, in studies in Scandinavia. So you basically have really amazing foods from all points of the earth brought together in a single product, and each one of them addressing overeating in its own way. So control is to control overeating, and if every single day you have problems overeating, you should use it every single day. But if you're like Amy, who 5 out of 7 days a week eats like almost perfectly, and then a couple days a week goes out with her girlfriends or has a date or whatever, and she has, you know, some cake and she has some ice cream, she has macaroni and cheese. No, I'm joking. But, you know, just the bottom line is that we all know if we have a little bit of, you know, planning when we're going to have our moments. Maybe it's that birthday party. Who knows?
Exactly. And I just want to, in case everybody didn't pick up on this, the control is our capsules. And we recommend that you take 2 capsules prior to each meal where you think you might need a little extra control. And like Dave said, if you're eating a very clean, very good diet, you know, 5 days a week, you don't take it 5 days a week. You take it 2 days a week. So that's what the control is all about. Now we're going to move to one of my absolute favorite products in the whole Platinum Health products line is the Master Amino Complex. And this is just a truly amazing product. This really jump-started my weight loss a year and a half or 2 years ago, and it helps me work out. I take it all the time. Dave takes it all the time. And some of our success stories that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, this was definitely part of their program. And it's the super high-quality vegetarian-sourced protein that just does amazing things with melting fat on your body, giving you amazing amounts of energy to work out. And also, what I think is one of the most phenomenal things about the product is it helps reduce saggy skin. You may have heard us talk about Tiny or Emmanuel Yarbrough, and he lost over 200 pounds, and his skin was tighter at the end than it was in the beginning. And we all know from the people that have the gastric bypass and the lap band surgery where people are losing dramatic amounts of weight, they're usually having to go back to a plastic surgeon and have a lot of the skin cut off. Or they might look nice and closed, but they can't put on a bathing suit because you have all this saggy, droopy skin. Well, that does not happen when you are taking the Master Amino Complex. Dave?
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry about my scratchy throat. There was a big something going on in the office. It didn't knock me out, but it definitely affected my lungs a little bit. So I don't know what it is that's going around, but it has taken a small toll on me. However, I have to say that I haven't missed a beat, but I definitely have a little bit of difficulty talking for extended periods of time. So I want to thank Amy for helping to explain these things so well. The question was, again...
Well, I was talking about the amazing product, the Master Amino Complex, and I was talking about the saggy, droopy skin and how that you just don't have saggy, droopy skin after taking the Master Amino. And I shared with them that Manny's skin was actually firmer and tighter after losing 200 pounds than prior, which is really unheard of.
Yeah, no, I heard you talking about that. I just missed the question you asked at the end. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to add anything else about the Master Amino.
Well, I think that from a clinical standpoint, what we see is the Master Amino acids having 36 clinical studies. One of those studies is about muscle wasting, and muscle wasting happens to elderly people when their kidneys could no longer process enough protein. And when their kidneys can't process enough protein, then that protein can't be converted to muscle, and they get weaker and weaker, softer and softer until their muscles waste away, and then their bones get brittle, they fall, and they just there's a lot of issues with muscle wasting. Anyone who has an elderly person in their life knows. Well, MAC, Master Aminos, are clinically proven to fight muscle wasting. Now, if they could do that for a senior citizen, imagine what they could do for a healthy person. It tonifies the muscles. Now, one thing in addition to that clinical study, there's also another study that shows how it regulates intra and extracellular osmotic pressure. Now, say that three times fast. I don't want to try that. So the bottom line is, by regulating intra and extra osmotic pressure at the cellular level, you smooth out. It's like a facelift, too. When you use it, it smooths out lines and wrinkles on the micro level as well as the macro level. So your skin cells will shrink simultaneously because you have the same number of skin cells from, like, literally from the time you're full grown until the day you die. And those number of skin cells will only stretch, each one of them expanding when you gain weight. You don't add cells. There's no such thing as a fat cell. There's a fat deposit within your cells, and every cell then gets bigger and bigger, like that balloon blowing up. And when you lose weight, unfortunately, many people lose weight from some cells but not others. The fat comes out of some cells but not others. The water dehydrates from some cells, and it gives you that lumpy, clumpy, rolls type of effect. Well, what Master Amino does is it causes the cells to shrink. You see, it shrinks the cells to where it's like letting the air out of the balloon, but also you're restoring the texture and the shape of the skin as you do that. And so it's not lumpy, it's not, and there you don't get the rolls. It truly is like a miracle. I mean, I don't know of anything else that could claim to do this. And these are clinical studies with the muscle wasting and the intra and extra cellular osmotic pressure. It also builds lean muscle by not burdening the kidneys. So most people who are learning to build muscle know they got to take more protein. They don't realize the toll it's taking on their kidneys and the inefficiency of the protein. Most protein, even the best protein, is only 50% utilized by the body. The other 50% becomes toxic residue. Master amino acids are 99% utilized by the body with less than 1% toxic residue. The most efficient protein, pure vegetarian, no binders, fillers, excipients, or preservatives, and no soy. So that's my last word on it.
Yeah, the Master Amino is excellent. Now, the last product that we incorporated into the weight loss pack is our Nutrition Now Creamy Vanilla Meal Option. And this is a great product. And when we were talking about how you need to put something in your body every 2 hours to really rev up the metabolism and to keep you satisfied, this is a great thing to do to add to one of, to incorporate into one of those two-hour intervals. Tastes great. It mixes awesome with orange juice. It mixes awesome with rice milk or soy milk, or if you do dairy, you can mix it with, like, low-fat or non-fat dairy milk. You can even mix it in water, and it's great. And it's a wonderful combination of carbs, protein, and we put some good quality fats in there, because we do remember our body does need some fat on a daily basis. So, Dave, do you want to give us a little bit more insight about the Nutritional Meal option?
Yeah, I think that you really covered it well. What we've done is we've actually mixed the activated barley, and we've mixed some natural vanilla flavor in the vanilla flavor. Otherwise, it's just plain. We then took a micro-processed, casein-free, and lactose-free whey protein. And the whey protein combined with the carbohydrate from the activated barley, combined with, as we said, medium chain triglycerides that come from like coconut oil, and then wheat germ oil, which is a phenomenal source of energy producing factors, one of the best fats that you could get. And so when you first take this product, your body takes energy from the fat, and they're good fats, medium chain triglycerides and wheat germ oil, really good for the body. And that satisfies your body on that level. The next thing that your body does is it digests the protein, and it takes its energy from the protein, and this satisfies the hunger. And then over the next 20 to 40 minutes, you get the breakdown of these complex polysaccharide carbohydrates, which give the endurance and the long-term feeling of satisfaction. So this is this gives you 2 to 4 hours of satisfaction from a single glass. And it is the perfect between meal thing. In that gap, if you have 4 hours between larger portions, this is the perfect thing to have in that 2 hour gap. Just as Amy said, I just couldn't agree with her more on that, because that's how I like to use it. And it is delicious, I'm telling you. Use it in the basis of any smoothie, or like I like to take the plain and throw some fresh strawberries, or for some fresh pineapple, a little bit of tiny smidge of agave syrup, and it makes the most amazing smoothies. You could take the plain and throw a banana and some green drink in there, some green powder, and make the most amazing green smoothie out of it. You could take the plain vanilla, mix it with organic fresh orange juice, and make the most delicious creamsicle.
Yeah.
It's so desserty.
That's my favorite way to do it.
You tell them, because, I mean, when I tell people they don't believe it, this tastes like dessert, doesn't
it? Oh, it tastes like that creamsicle, popsicle that I used to eat as a kid, you know, the orange on the outside and the vanilla ice cream in the middle. That's exactly the way it tastes.
Well, I started mine freezing the other day, right? And
oh,
it was so amazing. I'm going to make me a popsicle out of it.
Oh, that is a great idea. It's a great idea. We have a package. We call it the Super Weight Loss Pack. You can find it on the internet. It's one of the New Year's resolution packs. If you order it now, we give you a free Platinum Health Products cotton tote bag. That's really cool. And these are just amazing products to really help you, you know, overcome these 7 reasons that Dave told us about why most diets don't work, or why all diets don't work. And so it's we don't call this dieting. This is lifestyle modification. You know, diets do not work. We're not dying. We want to live. You know, there was some organization, they called it a live it, but this is just a lifestyle modification. You have to mentally dedicate yourself to changing your life. And my really good friend, she works here at Organic by Nature with us, and she's done it. She's done it the right way. She's lost a ton of weight. Doesn't even look like the same person that she did a year ago, and she uses these products. We have a little girl, an 8-year-old girl, that's on these products, and she's lost, 50 or 60 pounds, Dave, I think?
Well, I know that she's well on her way to being below 200. When I met her, she was at 258. She's got a dedicated mother who came to us and asked for help, and we've had her on the products, and she is losing weight day by day, week by week. The school's involved. They're helping out. It's really a team effort, and we want to remember there really is, you know, something to be said about building a support group. I'm so proud of Amy. Amy, first of all, for those of you who have not met her, is an amazing, incredible person. She's got the most beautiful smile, and she truly cares about people. And, I mean, if Amy, you know, had warts on her face and weighed 200 pounds, her heart would still be beautiful. So the bottom line is that that she has reached out, and she's become the support group for many people, of which Crystal is just one, and she's helped Crystal to literally change her life. So if you know somebody, be like Amy. I mean, reach out and don't be afraid to be their friend and to go walking with them in the morning and to eat the same food with them at lunch and to laugh about it when you have to and to treat them to that piece of cake when that is the only thing, you know, that will work. But the bottom line is you don't have to be overbearing. You have to let them know that you're caring. And as soon as they know you're doing it because you care and they want it for themselves, you could build that team and you can succeed. And I want to congratulate Crystal. She's really done a fantastic job. And I shouldn't have mentioned her name. I'm in trouble. But she really has done a fantastic job. And I want to congratulate Jaina, who's done a fantastic job, and Manny, who took his life into his own hands. His friend died after gastric bypass, Amy. And he clearly was not going to have that happen to him. And if you consider gastric bypass, 20% of patients have to have a second surgery to correct complications.
To correct the problems. And there's a woman who goes to my church that she had gastric bypass, and she was in bed for a year. She couldn't walk for a year.
33% develop gallstones that are extremely painful that require other surgeries. The post-operative period, like infections, dehiscence, and the leaks from the staple breakdown, stomal stenosis that are ulcers, and deep thrombophlebitis. These things are like more than 10%. So if you add all that up, that means that over 50% of people have severe complications. 1% die.
Right. So I think that if you give it your best shot. Make a mental commitment. Make a commitment that you're going to change your life. This is something, you know, that you have to live it every day. You don't just do this for, you know, 2 or 3 months. You drop that 10 or 15 pounds and then go back to your old ways. You really have to make a mental commitment that you are changing your whole outlook on food and your whole outlook on exercise and your outlook on life, basically. And it will happen for you. And one of the best things that, Crystal taught me this, is to keep a food and exercise journal and just write down every day what you eat and write down every day what supplements you take. And it's really interesting to go back and flip through it and to correlate and go, gosh, I felt really bad that day. I had really bad indigestion that day. I had, you know, this or that day. I had a cold and flu. And you can kind of correlate that with, you can see what you're eating the days that you don't feel so bad. If you probably look in your food journal when you were eating a cleaner diet, or perhaps maybe you had 3 green drinks instead of one or none. And so it's a very interesting tool that I recommend that everybody who is serious about wanting to lose, whether it's 5 pounds or 50 or 100 pounds, to do is just to get a little calendar and keep a food and exercise journal on it.
I think that's a really, really excellent recommendation. You know, I just want to encourage everybody who's thinking about taking these steps, you know, to realize that you can succeed. And that you could succeed by reversing the reasons why diets don't work. We've shown why diets don't work, and we've shown you how the foods that we are providing you now. Amy didn't mention the coconut oil, but I'm here to tell you that if you take the quality of foods, and I want you to start with protein. If you get your protein from Master Aminos, spirulina, activated barley, and the daily fiber blend. Those are high-quality proteins. If you get your fats from the coconut oil, if you get your fats from the flaxseed, if you get your fats from the rice bran solubles, if you get your fats, believe it or not, spirulina is loaded with GLA. If you get your fats from those foods, then you are absolutely getting the best fats available. If you get your carbohydrates from activated barley, if you get your carbohydrates from daily fiber blend, if you get your carbohydrates from the rice bran solubles, you are getting the highest quality carbohydrate. If you get your vegetable nutrition, your green vegetable nutrition from our barley juice or our green kamut blend, our more greens or our best of greens, our spirulina or our chlorella, if you get your green vegetable nutrition from those foods, you are getting maximum green vegetable nutrition. If you get your fruit nutrition from our tart cherry, from our biofruit, or from our high ORAC veggie and fruit products, if you're getting your fruit nutrition from those things, you are getting very high quality fruit nutrition. We've got your proteins, your fats, your carbohydrates. We've got your fruits and your vegetables and obviously your grains covered. This is a complete food diet. These are the highest quality foods out of 10,000 edible species of foods on the planet. We've identified these top 20 or 30, and we brought them into your lives in a way that is dramatically important because it's dramatically effective at helping you accomplish your goals. So it is the year. It really is the year that you're going to do this. Last year was the year that Crystal did it. You know, Jaina started last year, and she's carrying over. 2 years ago, Manny did it. And if we had the time, I could go over 24 more people who have succeeded doing this. Is that not right, Amy?
Oh, absolutely. Probably way more than that. I mean, I challenge you, go on the website or the back office, click on Battle Plans. It's under Education on the front website. Go to Battle Plans. We have a weight loss battle plan. You can download that. You can read about it. You can read the what we call the 7-step rotation diet that Manny used and that Jaina used in her initial start of her weight loss. And so check that out. It talks about all the products. It talks about the products we talked about tonight, as well as a few other products that that we recommend in the weight loss protocols. It gives you a protocol on how to use the PHP supplements and just some extra information there. So check that out on the website. Also, we've run over on time, and I apologize for that, just that there's so much awesome information about weight loss.
I do want to share one more.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
One more thing is this is really important. So we are needing to spread this word, and one of the ways we're spreading the word is by having live events. Now, we have a posting of live events that we're going to be doing around the country on the website, like 15 live events in the next 3 months that we know of. It starts in Los Angeles, the 18th in Hollywood. If you know anybody in and around this area, this is completely free because we got the building, beautiful building in Hollywood for free. Come down. We're going to give healthy snacks. We're going to have prize giveaways. We're going to have a wonderful discussion. It's going to be filmed as well, and hopefully we'll make copies available at some point in the future. Then we're going to New York. Now, we need organizers. We need people to hand out flyers. We need people to post posters, people to send email blasts, to call your friends. We have 4 events in New York. We're in the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're in Long Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and in New Jersey. So if you can help us to build that audience, if you could hand out flyers, if you could post a poster, if you could have an invitation made to a group of people that you know or belong to, please do. This is a grassroots effort to spread the word, and we absolutely need your help. Help us build the audience in L.A. Help us build the audience in New Jersey. We'll help you guys, in New York and New Jersey, Queens and Long Island. And we will definitely help, you know, you all to accomplish your goals in a natural, holistic way using the highest quality foods available at prices that are really affordable and accessible to every person. So, Amy, I want to thank you for the time you've spent, the work that you put into this company, and to, again, the efforts to help other people. That's what this is all about for Amy and I. That's what we're dedicated to. We're so proud and happy to have all of you as part of our community, as part of our family. And we hope that it will only grow. We hope that you'll help us grow. And we look forward at some point in time to meeting every one of you. We have the retreats that are quickly filling up. If you'd like to participate in one of our monthly retreats, the prices are absolutely very reasonable. The winter months, we have a discounted rate of 25%. That means for around $625 to $650, if you have in a double occupancy scenario, you could be spending time here with Dr. Wofield, with myself, with our staff, our yoga instructor, our massage therapist, taking infrared saunas and, you know, and just classes on nutrition, healthy eating, healthy living, healthy cooking. So if you'd like to participate in any of those events, please give us a call. We definitely want to tighten the loop, become closer, and this is our, and these are a few ways that we could do that.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for that information and for your time tonight. We definitely appreciate that. I wanted to remind everybody, go to the website, order a copy of the Green Foods Bible, Dave's book that was just released in December. We have first edition copies that he can autograph for you through January. If you want to place an order for that on the website, it's an excellent book, and it talks, it goes super in-depth about how the green foods can help your body metabolically and to help your body lose weight. So that's a really great tool. Also, I wanted to mention how you can re-access this call if you'd like to share it with friends, family, loved ones. You can have them dial 212-461-8911. This call will be available starting in the morning. Also, it will be posted in the on the website. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link. And again, if you have any friends or family or loved ones, coworkers that you think might benefit or be interested in this call, please forward that email link along to them. So at this time, I think I'll go ahead and open up the phone line, see if we have one or two questions, and then and would that be okay, Dave? Dave.
Would be. I'm sorry. I was listening.
Okay, awesome. Do we have any questions out there tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm coming to the retreat next week, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Oh, awesome.
I have a question. I'm pretty much doing everything that you've discussed on the show this evening. I'm taking the organic kamut, the activated barley, the master amino, the spirulina, and I'm having a problem. I haven't gone to the bathroom in like 3 days.
You're not drinking enough water.
I am. You know what? I'm drinking.
You are?
I'm drinking 78 ounces of water a day.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Help.
I need to find out again. Are you? What type of exercising are you doing?
I walk about 2.5 miles a day.
Okay. What I want you to do is walking. Unfortunately, it isn't enough. You need to do deep knee bends.
Oh.
Okay? You need to take and grab the edge of a chair, and I want you to do deep knee bends, and I want you to do 10 at a time until you get tired, then take a rest. But I like doing, you know, around 10 resting, then do 10 again and rest. And I think that if you do that, that is going to create the peristaltic action that you need.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, walking is such a rhythmic thing. And it doesn't really help with the elimination process. You need to like do some rebounding, or you need to do deep knee bends, and you also, you know, might need to do some other more stimulating exercises to trigger that. And another thing is that many times we encourage people before they, you know, do before they start with everything, that you do the herbal fiber cleanse to help sort of stimulate the release of some built-up toxic matter, because sometimes it's a little bit like, you know, too much at once.
Is
so,
that the fiber blend, the powder?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
You know, the herbal fiber cleanse are capsules. I'm sorry.
Oh, good, because I'm not taking any of the fiber at all.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, and I think that the herbal fiber cleanse is going to sort of stimulate, if you know what I mean, a little more
yes.
of that to happen. But start with the deep knee bends, and you're
okay.
going to get relief before the night's up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Dave, I was just going to suggest that to drink the water is more optimal first thing in the morning.
That's right. The more empty the stomach is, the more likely it is to stimulate that same peristalsis.
Thank you.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Dave, Amy, this is Lon in South Carolina.
Hi, Lon.
And the lady that was just talking about the peristaltic action not working so well.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman brought in the drinking the water in the morning.
Right.
She will drink that water warm, you know, not as hot as a cup of coffee, but warm water tends to stimulate peristaltic action as well.
Exactly. And cold water does the opposite.
That's right. So it's very important that in the morning, or even throughout the day for that matter, that she gets some of that water she's drinking. None of it should be cold, as Dave knows. And it would be better if it were warm, like 105, 110 degrees.
Thank you. And this is maybe a little gross to talk about or whatever, I don't know. But what's going to happen is you're kind of building up right now, and then when you release, you're going to release a lot and probably go multiple times in one day. I think the body, you're kind of, you're shocking the body maybe a little bit with all the supplements that you're taking, and then you will have a major release. You're not the.
Okay.
You're definitely not the only person that this has happened to.
Thank you.
We've walked a few people through this.
Okay.
But there, you know, I definitely recommend that people, you know, do stimulating, you know, exercise along with the food, and we need to talk about that perhaps on another show. But there are three basic exercises that Amy and I recommend, and walking is one. Deep knee bends is important, but also weight bearing exercise when you can, if you can, is also going to be important. So the extra tightening of the muscles that takes place with weight bearing exercise is important. So let's not forget exercise. And so, are there any other comments, Amy, or questions from the audience?
I have a question.
Okay.
Sure.
You made a comment that once you eat solid food for the day, you cannot have fruit. Would you
elaborate?
Yes.
Well, the problem is that fruit digests very quickly. It has a lot of sugar, and it triggers a fermentation process. That's why they use fruit to make wine and whiskey and things, or not whiskey necessarily, but brandy and things like that. So fruit is very sugary, and it breaks down enzymatically very quickly, and it feeds bacteria that cause fermentation. And so if you have other foods that are partially digested and you eat the fruit, and it'll catch up to that other food. It's like a really fast person in track and a really slow person. The slow person starts out, maybe an hour earlier, but the fast person in a marathon is going to catch them, and the fruit is the fast person. So if you may have eaten an hour earlier, but that fruit is going to catch up to the food you ate an hour earlier, and when it catches up, it's going to sit on top of it. That food's going to slow it down, and when that food slows it down, because fruit wants to move real fast, but it can't because it's single file, and it's got to get behind in line, and it starts a fermentation process sitting on top of that other food, and that makes it even worse.
So we should eat fruit like more than an hour before we eat something else.
No, fruit could be eaten even 15 minutes before you eat something else because it's going to be long out of the way.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You got to eat fruit first.
So if you eat it for breakfast in the morning, no more during the day, basically.
No more during the day unless you don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Like you could have a green drink and then have fruit again. But you can't have solid food.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
No worries.
Having this combo. Any other questions tonight?
I have a question.
Okay, sure.
I recently met a lady who is really concerned about an 18-year-old son who's overweight. She had a son who actually had a massive heart attack at age 24 from obesity. So this woman is very, very concerned about getting the 18-year-old son's weight under control. I really appreciate this call and all the information. It's really beneficial. I can share this with her. But my question is, with her concern, you know, with the 24-year-old son dying of a massive heart attack, what product would be best to incorporate with weight loss that will help with the heart and so forth? Would it be the one you mentioned about the cholesterol, lowering the cholesterol, or is there something else that could be incorporated that would help maintain a healthy heart.
Amy?
Absolutely. We have an awesome product called Heart Aid that I would recommend someone that has a weak heart or maybe is, you have the genetic predisposition to heart disease in the family to take. And it's all about strengthening the heart, strengthening the circulatory system.
Okay.
Have
now,
you
when
down.
Would this be taken? If she's doing every...
Heart aid should be taken every day.
Keep
you
going.
Take a significant amount of it. You know, you take it.
We did 6 capsules a day is what we recommend.
Okay.
And
it
it's got hawthorn berry.
Oh.
And it just has, literally every known beneficial compound to strengthen the heart is that we could find in the proper amounts. It literally is, in my opinion, the most complete and effective, heart health product that is available on the market today. And other people tell you could just take 1 tablet, you could just take 2 tablets. No, you need a substantial amount of high-quality herbal extracts and foods. And that's why people go, 6 capsules, that's a lot. And I tell them, darn right, that's a lot, because it took a lot to do the job. And other people will lie to you and say, oh, well, people won't take 6 capsules, so let's just put it in 3 and tell them it'll work. We just don't do that. It's 6 capsules because you need 6 capsules, and it really will work.
Exactly, yeah. So absolutely the activated barley will be great for lowering cholesterol, and the green drink is awesome. It's strengthening the circulatory system, providing essential minerals, that the heart needs. But the Heart Aid would be the specific problem for someone with cardiovascular issues.
Rice bran solubles is loaded with valuable compounds called triazoles, tocotrienols, and tocopherols that are great for the heart as well. So one of my top recommendations after Heart Aid for lowering cholesterol would be flaxseed, activated barley, and the rice bran solubles. All 3 of those are excellent. However, if you wanted an additional benefit in addition to lowering cholesterol, I think that would be probably tip the scales for the heart concerned toward the rice bran solubles.
Great. Awesome. Any other questions out there tonight?
I have a question concerning the green drink that you recommended for the dieting purpose.
Okay.
Would you take 1 of each, like say 1 green drink of Kamut, 1 of the activated barley, 1 of the best of greens, and I don't know if there's even a 4th one, but I was just wondering your recommendation on which ones to take and how often?
Well, activated barley actually isn't a green drink, but the organic barley juice powder is. So
thank you.
Yeah. The activated barley is that pre-sprouted power food that we spoke about earlier that was used by Greeks and Romans and by the United Nations.
Okay, so there's a difference there. Thank you.
A big difference. One's a green barley juice, just like wheatgrass, and the other is that pre-sprouted germinated, which is different.
Okay.
But just to put that in perspective, any of the green drinks can be used, either the best of greens, the more greens, the green Kamut blend, or the barley green barley juice can be used, and you could rotate them if you wish, absolutely.
And would it be most advantageous to rotate them so that you'll be getting different nutrients?
Well, if you can afford to and you take the time to, absolutely, that's a wonderful way to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe we have time for 1 more question. I know we've gone long tonight for sure. If there is any other questions.
Very important subject.
Yeah, I have a question, Amy.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm currently drinking the green juice.
Okay.
But I'm not really want to lose weight. What can I do to maintain my weight?
Oh, well, that's fine because I basically made a point I don't want to lose weight anymore either, and I still take probably 5 tablespoons of the organic Kamut blend a day. So the green drink in and of itself will not make you lose weight. It's something that, everyone should have, on a daily basis. But do you want to elaborate a little bit more on that, Dave?
Yeah, I recommend to gain weight, I recommend bananas, avocados, I recommend whole grain sprouted breads. I recommend, again, taking the master aminos, which you both gain weight and lose weight. They build muscle. And believe it or not, my number one recommendation for gaining weight, and if you're a vegan, it's not going to work, but if you could drink 3 glasses of goat milk, not cow milk, 3 glasses of goat milk a day, and you can mix your green drink in if you want. You can mix in your activated barley, but 3 glasses of goat milk a day, some nuts, like, you know, not peanuts, but some raw nuts, like almonds and things, and, of course, you know, you could have bananas and avocados. These things are going to help you to put on the weight. And
now, what about maintain? I think she said maintain, not gain.
Yeah, gain weight is fine.
Okay, weight is fine. Okay, great. Okay, I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
So just remember to get some healthy fats into your diet from almonds, avocados, and things like that. And I think that and you're going to be fine.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Please.
Oh, sure. We can go one more.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to create a sort of a weight loss program for myself, and I wanted to make, you know, the PHP products a major part of that because
they're
so nutritious.
Awesome.
But I'm getting confused about what to take when because there's so many products.
Oh,
cool. Take it really easy.
Okay.
Let's assume that you're only going to have the green drink. Then you would take that 4 times a day, every couple of hours after, like, first thing in the morning, and then let's say you have a meal, and then you take it in the gap of the meal, then you have a meal, then you take it in the gap of a meal, and then let's say you have another one before the end of the day. If you're having the activated barley mixed with it, then you're using 2 products. I would do the same thing 3 times a day, activated barley and greens. You could have first thing in the morning and then again in the 2 gaps during your day. If you are going to exercise and use the master aminos, you take the master aminos 1 tablet for every 25 pounds of body weight 20 minutes before you begin your workout, and then you work out hopefully, you know, for 40 minutes to an hour. Now, if you're taking the control, you only take that when you know you're going to be having large meals. There's no reason to take that unless you know you're going to be sort of binging. So that's a pretty easy one to know when to take, you know. As far as the coconut oil, you just cook with it. Whenever you're going to fry food, use the coconut oil. When you're going to bake, use the coconut oil. As far as the daily fiber blend, you take that before bed, 2 hours before you go to bed. It helps cleanse out your body while you're sleeping and increase that peristaltic action when you wake up. What other product, Amy, should I?
Well, you covered green drink, you covered activated barley control. Oh, Nutrition Now meal option, if you are on the go and, you know, you need to miss lunch or something like that, that's what it is. It's a meal option. It's a meal can be used as a meal replacement.
And we figure 10 times a month you'll probably want to use that, you know, about 10 times a month. We have a large serving that's 30 servings, and that's if you do replace a meal a day with that. But the Nutrition Now meal option is that fallback position when you want to have something highly nutritious that will really keep you satisfied and is really good tasting. Then you keep that around to mix up your day so you're having some fun with your life. You know, if 10 times a month you have one of these really delicious smoothies, or even once a day, if you have one of these really delicious smoothies to replace a meal, I mean, imagine if you could take the 10 worst meals of your month and replace them with a Nutrition Now meal option, you're going to lose weight right there alone.
Exactly. You probably just
it's not just an in-between things. It's also like you can replace a meal with it.
Exactly. You know those horrible little cans of Ensure or Balance or Slim Fast, you know, kind of thing?
Anything else you want to do, or if anybody ever would want to
reach for one of those, don't, and make a Nutrition Now meal option instead.
Get right to it. That's the only way you do it. You go right to it.
Hey, there's a lot of people talking in the background. They may not realize that everybody could hear them. So we're pretty much toward the end of the call anyway. I want to really thank everybody for joining us, and I want to thank Amy for being with us tonight, too. Amy, would you like to end the call?
Yeah, again, thank you, Dave, for being with us tonight. Everybody jump on the phporder.com website if you'd like. Download the Weight Loss Battle Plan. Order your Green Foods Bible. That's going to have a lot of information about weight loss. And we put together a package, the Weight Loss Package, one of the New Year's Resolution Specials, that has the Organic Kamut Blend, Master Amino, Activated Barley, Nutrition Now Meal Option, and I forgot one, but there's five products. but check that out on, I apologize, check that out on the website. You can order that on the website. And again, thank you everybody for being with us. If you'd like to re-access the call, you can find it on the replay line by calling 212-461-8911 or check it out on the web, or if we have your email, we'll email it out to you. Last thing, if you're in LA or New York and would like to come to the event, would like to help us promote the event, please call the office tomorrow. We can tell you all about it, or check us out online to check out times and locations for events in Hollywood, California on January 18th and in the New York area on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of February. So, again, thank you, Dave. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, to talk about
What's the subject matter?
The subject matter next week is the fitness package. So kind of it goes right along with weight loss. It's not quite a part two call, but it's going to be right along the same line. So if
When you started losing that weight and you really want to tone the body up and begin to, like, take it to the next level, then that's what we're talking about in the fitness pack.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for being with us. We hope you have a great week, and we look forward to hearing from you soon and hearing from you next week.
Thank you, Amy. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.